92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
It's been a tough year for Bud Light since they partnered with transgender social media influencer Dylan Mulvaney back in April, and it kind of proves the positives and negatives of social media. Dylan has 11 million followers, and Bud Light was hoping to capitalize on that, but the whole thing went pear-shaped when the right-wing extremists got their panties in a bunch and half the country boycotted Bud Light. Last week, many people reported seeing Bud Light 30-packs on sale for $9 or less, and that's what people pay for a case of water. 6 months ago, those would have been $25 to $30. The brand is probably never going to recover from this, and it's really amazing how rapidly it all happened. Pretty soon, they may as well just stop making Bud Light, which actually could be a possibility because the suits at Anheuser-Busch announced that they're going to terminate between 350 and 400 people in the upper level of the company. The brewery and warehouse staff, the drivers, the field salespeople, they're all safe. It wasn't their fault. But clearly, big changes are happening at Anheuser-Busch, all because of one decision for an advertising campaign.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.